I'm Linda Holmes.
And I'm Stephen Thompson. There's more stuff to watch and read these days than any one person can get to. That's why we make Pop Culture Happy Hour.
Twice a week, we sort through the nonsense, share reactions, and give you the lowdown on what's worth your precious time and what's not. Find Pop Culture Happy Hour on the NPR One app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. This week, we leave the studios of Alt Latino World Headquarters in Washington, D.C. for our annual Summer Music Festival show, which is visits to four festivals that focus specifically on Latin alternative music. Now, we're headed to Chicago for the Ruido Festival, which is in the Pilsen neighborhood, the heart of the Latino community in that city. We'll also stop in Philadelphia for the Nuevo Fest, an event that gets bigger and better every year. And Alt Latino has made a yearly visit to the Latin Alternative Music Conference in New York, which for over 15 years has grown and now practically takes over New York City for a week. And this year we introduce you to the 5th annual Afro-Latino Festival, a two-day event that celebrates the beauty of Afro-Latino culture. In fact, that's where we start this year, and that's where I am now, in the very multicultural neighborhood in Brooklyn, known as Bed-Stuy. For over 6 hours of music performances, as well as vendors of Afrocentric clothing, jewelry, art, and of course, food. You know, I'm always the one who always arrives too early to the party, especially Latino parties. And I arrived during a sound check for Puerto Rican vocalist Calma Carmona. And Calma, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to chat.
Thank you, thank you. It's really an honor being here with you, Felix.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm a big fan.
Thanks, I'm a big fan of yours. Listen, why is it important, this Afro-Latino Festival? Why is it important as a performer to reinforce those roots?
I think it's so important to keep the culture alive, you know, for the younger generation and just to know where we come from and to know also how that is evolving. And I think it's super important to keep it alive.
In all of the festivals that you do around the country and in different parts of the world, you know, how special is it to have one that's specifically designated to recognize Afro-Latino culture?
It's special because there aren't many. It's like, this is it. And I just wish, that's why it's so important to have it. I hope it grows. I hope it also expands towards different parts of the country.
Okay, now let's talk about your music. You have a new album coming out in September. What can we expect?
So this is my first album. I've been in the business for 10 years. It's taken me 10 years now. But this is my baby. I'm so proud of it. It's basically the journey and the development I've had during these 10 years. You know, when I was a little girl, I just wanted to sing, you know, and then you grow up and it's like, okay, what type of music? What are you going to write about? What is it going to sound? Who are you? So all of that. So it's basically expressed in the album, and it's called Cien Vidas. It's called Cien Vidas because I kind of feel like it's taken 100 lives.
Okay, the album comes out in September. Can we do a sneak preview of something from the album?
Absolutely. Cien Vidas. That's the first single off the album, which is also called Cien Vidas. And I think it's the track that most represents where I'm at as an artist and as a woman. And it describes the album.
Calma Carmona, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Felix. It's truly an honor. Thank you.
My name is Lizelle. I am 9 years old and I live at Concord Village West.
So you're here to celebrate Afro-Latino culture?
Yeah. What I like about it is like the tradition, because like this part is mostly about being a Latino, and like I'm a Latino myself, and like I like the traditions we have because they have good different foods like como rice and beans and chicken and more stuff and pastelitos.
Hi, my name is Juwan De Jesus. I live in Brooklyn. I think it's important to celebrate Afro-Latino culture because it's a great way to get more in touch with your ancestors and also understand what makes you different from other non-black looking Latinos in Central America, Caribbean, South America.
Hi, my name is Lael, and I live in Sunset Park, Brooklyn, born and raised, representing Bodega Island. I think it's important to celebrate Afro-Latino culture because, well, when I was a little kid, born in Brooklyn, like I said, my father always told me, whatever anyone asks you, tú eres Dominicano. Growing up in America, you know, it's, sometimes being pulled for different identities. I grew up, I'm too white, I'm too black, I'm too Latino.
Hi, my name is Joan De Jesus, and I live in Brooklyn. What I love most about Afro-Latino culture is that it really lets me express all the dichotomies of what makes up who I am. So I don't have to choose between being a black woman or being a Latina woman. I can benefit and express and love both parts equally.
Hi, my name is Pamela, and I live in Brooklyn. My favorite Afro-Latino performer is Mula. They're so great. They bring together like a little merengue perico ripiao with like electronic music. You really should check it out.
And now our next stop is Chicago for Ruido Fest.
Yo, Chicago, ¿cómo estamos? Vamos siempre.
I'm here at the third annual edition of Ruido Fest in Chicago, Illinois, which is held at the Adams Metal Park in the heart of Pilsen, the Mexican neighborhood of Chicago. Ruido Fest has been called the Rock en Español Lollapalooza, and last year, over 35,000 people attended the festival to check out more than 50 acts from Latin America and from Spain. From psychedelic cumbia to classic reggae to surf rock to tropical R&B to electronica. It's a large green area, and you can see the tallest building in the world, the Willis Tower, in the background. There's a very warm and friendly vibe. People of every color and age, although generally a younger crowd, fond of tats and piercing. So definitely, Ruido Fest expresses a very contemporary, slightly edgy Latinx identity. I'm going to start by checking in with Liliana Saumet of Colombia's Bomba Estéreo, a band that has created many of the anthems of the Latinx identity, including a song called Soy Yo, That's Who I Am. So what do you think, Liliana? Why is your music such a strong expression of Latinidad?
Latinos need another kind of music that wasn't salsa or just merengue or salsa or reggaeton or vallenato. It's more like electronic music and modern music. So I think a lot of people can connect and identify with the bomba because it's different, it's Latino, but at the same time, it's another kind of Latino. There's a lot of people saying, I'm here too.
I loved Soy Yo. As a Latina woman, you know, what message do you have, would you like to share, to other Latina women especially?
Yes, I want to share that message with all women around the world, because women need to believe, you know, in herself. Woman needs to respect and love herself. It's the only way that we can change that machismo that, you know.
And the music can do that, can help do that.
Yeah, definitely. The music can do that. Thank you.
And now I want to check in with some of the audience members and see what makes Ruido Fest and Latin alternative music so special.
Hi, my name is Evelyn Lopez. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. It's actually my first time here. It's something that's not that common in Chicago. Most of the three-day events, they're geared more towards the house music and other type of music that I'm not really into. And I feel that listening to bands like Molotov, Julieta Venegas, they're here not, you know, once in a while, but not together. So I feel like that's something that makes a lot of people more interested in coming in and just checking out what, you know, other people, just getting to meet people that have similar tastes.
Okay, I'm Jorge Huizar, and this is the second time that I come to the festival. I think this is actually great for the community. There's total different genres of music and everybody comes together. It's cool to see, you know, instead of people fighting, having fun with each other, regardless of ethnicity.
Hey, how are you? My name is Marco, and I'm from Mexico City. And this is my second time in this this festival, and I really love it. You know, it takes me back when I was a child in Mexico.
I'm Erica. I actually live in the north side, but I come down here for the festival every year. We've been here last year, and I think this festival is really cool because it represents Spanish rock. And you don't hear a lot of this genre anywhere else, so the fact that this festival gets all the Hispanic community together is really cool. You see people from all over. That's what it's all about, coming all together and being one.
And now I'm going to check in backstage with Raquel and Luis Alfredo from Busca Bulla and find out what they think brings all the music at Ruido Fest together. So tell me, as you look around Ruido Fest, one of the things that I noticed is there's all kinds of music, all kinds of genres, all kinds of, there's vinyl, there's electronic, but there seems to be a unifying thread, some kind of energy that's bringing it all together. That's why everybody's here. Do you feel that? Do you sense that?
Sure.
What do you think that is? Because I'm like, what is it that's the same, that's not the same?
I think she wants to take.
Español. I think it's just a language thing, definitely. I think that's the strongest thing, el español.
As, you know, Hispanic or Spanish-speaking peoples, we have one thing that really does bind us together, you know what I mean? We have common ground across great spans of, geographic territory, which is quite a beautiful thing, you know? Like, I can sort of share common ground with somebody that lives halfway around the world, you know what I mean? There's still something about that that's pretty powerful, obviously, you know? We're here in the United States, and that cultural thread still binds us together. It's pretty cool.
That's interesting, because it's actually the result of colonization, which wasn't a cool process. So isn't that amazing that... Yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah, Luis and I talk about that a lot. It's like colonization sucks, but it's also sort of made all of this possible. Sometimes I say, wow, Luis, because of colonization, we can like travel like very far away and play our songs, and they're this unifying thread. So it's a very like complicated topic, because it's like we keep evolving as sort of like other countries sort of like take over other territories, and it's like, what does that really mean? Is it evolution, or should we all just like stay the same? So it's very complex, and sometimes we don't really know what the right answer is, but it's an observation, and it's really interesting.
Well, unfortunately, it's time to say goodbye to Ruido Fest for this year. For Alt Latino and NPR, I'm Catalina Maria Johnson.
Okay, now let's go to Philadelphia and Nuevo Fest.
Saludos from Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. I'm Marisa Arbona Ruiz, and I'm checking out the love today at the 5th annual Nuevo Fest. It's presented by NPR member station WXPN and Afro Taino Productions. Compared to Ruido Fest in Chicago and LAMC in New York, Nuevo Fest is a one-day festival. It's a little bit smaller, but just as important in showcasing Latin alternative music. Everything from electronic to folkloric and rock. Nuevo Fest is being held today in downtown Philly underneath the iconic Ben Franklin Bridge. It's a gorgeous Sunday afternoon. We're going to meet some bands and we're going to talk to some fans. Let's get started. Now we're talking to members of Balloon. They're from Puerto Rico by way of Brooklyn, New York. Their sound is atmospheric with a lot of cool percussion. In fact, they blend in a lot of instruments like the accordion and the cuatro in non-traditional ways, and they even use a soda bottle. So I'd like to know where that sound comes from.
Hi, I'm Angelica. I play accordion and sing in Balloon. Our sound, I think it's influenced by a lot of the sounds around us. We love to consider the environment also as an instrument, so we're always trying to find toys and found sounds that are in our environment and use them in our music too. And we're also very influenced by our upbringing in the Caribbean and Puerto Rico and the sounds of that heat. And also I think here coming, when we moved to New York, just this idea of the Puerto Rican experience of the Puerto Ricans in New York. So that's another influence. But we also, some of us grew up classically trained, so I grew up playing violin and a little bit of harp too, so that's also our background. So we're very much into textures.
They're fascinating textures. In fact, I hear a little bit of reggaeton in your dembow beat, but you guys play a sound that you call dreambo. Can you tell me what that is?
Hi, my name is Noralis Ruiz, and I play the cuatro and the bass with Balloon. And dreambo is actually our take on this pan-Caribbean identity. We are a dream pop band, and when we started playing these Caribbean rhythms and dembo and reggaeton beats, we just switched it a little bit and called it dreambo.
Well, thank you very much for bringing such cool music to us on such a hot day. It was a great performance, and I wish you well with your new album. A lot of success.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
What's really exciting about this week's show and all four festivals is the fan base of Latin alternative music. We want to know what attracts people to this music, who they are, and what are the elements that they like.
Okay, so my name is Lizette, and I'm drove here from West Philly. Well, I'm Puerto Rican, and it's nice to see that there are other kind of music except other than salsa and merengue and all the typical, you know, what we have in our culture, which is amazing, but it's also more about crossing different demographics and just different kinds of cultures of music.
My name is Lauren. I'm originally from Louisiana, but I've been living here for about 11 years. We love Latin culture. We go to Puerto Rico often for vacation, and we just love the music and the food, the people. So we wanted to be here to celebrate that.
Hi guys, my name is Cassandra Arevalo, and I'm currently a pediatrician. I work at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And today is a great day for me because we're here celebrating how my generation has come through all the world and is showing how talented the Venezuelan young people are. And that's where we are here today, to celebrate them. And as you know, today is also a great day, hopefully for my country, where we can go out and show our dislike to all the unfair stuff that is going on down in Venezuela, a wonderful country to be born at, and to be proud to be here today and support our great band, La Vida Bohème.
We're backstage with Mariachi Manchester's Moises, or also known as Moisesy. And Mariachi Manchester is a tribute to the Smiths and Morrissey. No Latin music festival would be complete without some sort of folkloric music. So you opened the show with La Negra, I believe.
Yes.
Which that's a song that I absolutely love, one of my favorite mariachi songs. And you closed the show with Volver, which was incredible. I couldn't believe the crowd. It was so many people were singing along and dancing and howling.
Volver is kind of like that anthem that people say it's a drunken anthem. I kind of agree. But it was too early here, and people, I think they're still sober, and they totally just sing top of their lungs. And
the lyrics to Volver, it's a love song, essentially. It's a drinking song, but it's a love song. And the first line is...
Este amor apasionado. Thank you. Anda todo alborotado por volver. Voy camino a la locura. See, that line. Voy camino a la locura.
Yeah.
Just like I'm being driven to craziness, because yes. I don't have your love, and that's why this music of Morrissey, it's so ad hoc with the mariachi tradition, because it's pretty much, I'm pretty sure that Juan Gabriel and Morrissey were the same person. You know, it's like there's something in there that is like.
Okay, thank you so much. It's been great to hear you and speak with you today.
Oh, well, thank you guys. Thank you so much.
So we're backstage with La Vida Boheme, an independent alternative rock band from Venezuela. So with us today we have...
My name is Henry Dartenay, and I play guitar, synthesizers, and I sing with La Vida Boheme.
And we wanted to talk to you earlier today, but you were actually at the Venezuelan consulate casting your vote for an important plebiscite election for your country. And I heard you talk about it while you were on stage to the crowd.
Today will be the day that we will become free for the first time in a long time.
I saw a lot of flags, you know, because that really jumps to your eye when you... We just arrived, you know, from boating, and the first thing we saw was a lot of people with hats with the flag, and with the flag on their t-shirts, and with the soccer team t-shirt of Venezuela, you know, on. And what I tried to tell to them was that it's a day of celebration, because in the end we're celebrating that we're going to be free. And I understand that a lot of these people that are Venezuelans that are now here in Philadelphia, now Philadelphia is their home, you know? So also there's this very, I believe that's a very celebratory thing, because in the end Philadelphia is a very important city for independence, even for the States. So you as a person, you know, who's far away from home and still can appreciate and understand the place where you are, we want really like to celebrate that moment of, well, we all want to be free, you know, as human beings, so that you can understand as an American, as a Venezuelan. And that's what I tried to tell them, like, it's a day of celebration, celebrating freedom together, which is human, which is doesn't have a nation or a political ideology.
What we're seeing today in the world is that when there's political tension, artists speak out. And it seems like the audience really appreciated that you, today, your band, and your music spoke out. So we thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Oh my God, thank you guys. Thank you for hearing out. Such a pleasure, yeah. We're so blessed, man. We're just happy to serve, really.
And that's a wrap from Philly. Thank you for joining us. I'm Marisa Arbona Ruiz, reporting for Alt Latino. Ciao, ciao.
And now we're back in New York City for the Latin Alternative Music Conference. Now in its 18th year, it's a combination of music industry gathering with meetings and networking, but it also features performances and clubs and venues all over the city, and culminating in a big concert in Central Park, which is where I am right now. Just who are these Latin Alternative Music fans? Let's go into the crowd and find out.
My name is Pablo. I live in Brooklyn right now, originally from Puerto Rico.
Okay, so what is it about Latin alternative music that attracts you?
It's a like really exciting time to be listening to Latin alternative music. I mean, it's just so many genres, so many influences, like this hybridization of source material, of inspiration, of musicians just experimenting with the fusion of the continent, you know? It's quite remarkable.
I know you! I listen to your show! This is awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me your name.
My name is Melissa, and I'm from Brooklyn. Yes. A lot of the bands that I've listened to now is because I listen to NPR Latino.
You know, I don't think it's specifically Latin alternative music. It's just, to me, it's the different vibes and different styles. So the music itself takes from a lot of different aspects, from indigenous, from mestizo, from African people of African descent as well.
One of the highlights of being at the LAMC is being able to meet and have some FaceTime with a lot of musicians and a lot of people that are here. And we are set up in the exhibit area, so there's lots of talking, there's lots of activity here. And we have the Alt Latino table set up to greet musicians, to collect CDs, and also to interview artists. And we happen to just catch Mon Laferte, who's passing through after her fabulous performance at the Central Park last night. And Mon Laferte is from Chile, a great new album out called La Trenza. We're gonna do an interview in Spanish and go a little bit back and forth. Pero bienvenidos.
Gracias, muchas gracias.
Your new album, el nuevo disco se llama La Trenza, it's called La Trenza. And I gotta say, me fascina, it so impressed me, the strong feeling of R&B, la música de los Estados Unidos, like R&B from the 50s. Yeah. And you really just perfectamente, you nailed it, man. You know, how did that idea come about? ¿De dónde viene esta idea?
Creo que, bueno, primero, decir que mi música tiene mucho de la música de los años 50, que hay una influencia, por supuesto, de los Estados Unidos, que empezó con el blues y un poquito de jazz, y también tiene mucho del folclore latinoamericano, entonces se hace como una fusión ahí. ¿De dónde nació la idea? Yo creo que es la música que escuchaba cuando era niña, en mi casa. Mi abuela era muy de escuchar boleros, tangos. Mi mamá era mucho de escuchar rock and roll y música de los Estados Unidos, rock también clásico de los 70s. Entonces creo que a raíz de lo que escuchaba cuando era niña, me quedó en el inconsciente, y hoy hago una mezcla de todo eso y surge mi música y hoy este álbum que se llama La Trenza.
We're going to do a little bit of translating. You were saying that your mother listened, your grandmother listened to a lot of tango. When you were growing up in Valparaíso, no?
Yes.
Yeah, in Chile. And your mother listened to a lot of rock and roll, so that's where it came from. And also the mixture with, I guess it's música andina, like the music from the Andes, and it's really a fabulous, perfect mix, una mezcla of the two sounds.
Si es una mezcla, si hay algo de música andina, también hay... Me di cuenta el otro día, estando de gira por Sudamérica, que inconscientemente a uno le llegan estos estímulos de música andina, de un poco de Perú, de Colombia, de Argentina, de México. México también está muy presente en mi música. Vivo hace 10 años en la Ciudad de México, entonces por aquí, por allá, tal vez no hago ranchera, pero los sonidos están ahí presentes, ¿sabes?
So, and you were saying that it's a little bit of everything from Andina, also Mexico City, because you've been living there 10 years in Mexico City?
Así es, llevo 10 años viviendo en la Ciudad de México.
CDMX, como se llama, Anita, like they say now, CDMX. Okay, if you don't know Mon Laferte, then you should know her, because this is a really great record. Thank you, mil gracias.
Muchas gracias, but I'm so sorry, don't speak English.
Well, I'm sorry for my broken Spanish. Okay.
No, muchas gracias, muchísimas gracias.
Okay. Gracias. Thank you for joining us for these four festivals from around the country, events that celebrate Latino culture in all its forms. Many thanks to our Alt Latino correspondents, Catalina Maria Johnson in Chicago and Marisa Arbona Ruiz in Philadelphia. And as always, thank you for listening. Don't forget to check in with us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino.